Hi, this is Leo Laporte, and this is The Laporte Report for Friday, November 10th, 2006. This is my weekly appearance with Bill Handel on KFI. We talk about the Zune, which is coming soon. Thanks to DSL Extreme for bandwidth for The Laporte Report. Enjoy.
They never back down. John and Ken, today, 3 to 7.
KFI, AM 640.
754, KFI, AM 640. More stimulating talk radio. Bill Handel, before we get to Leo Laporte on a Friday morning. Tonight and Sunday are the only shows we have left for our Thanksgiving-themed platinum cooking shows that the insane, hilarious Dom DeLuise and I are doing. We're going to show you the world's finest cookware. Dom and I are going to cook for you, too. It's all free, including great food from EBF Cafe and stuff. Plenty of free parking. We have some Thanksgiving surprises. I'm going to share some of the Handel family secret Thanksgiving recipes with you. Now, it may be free for tonight and Sunday. It's in Covina at the warehouse, but you have to have tickets to attend, and so you'll be put on the will call list, but you have to reserve. So go to PlatinumCookware.com, PlatinumCookware.com, or call right now. We have people there standing by to take the reservations, 866-MY-PLATINUM, 866-MY-PLATINUM. All right, Leo Laporte.
Good morning.
How are you, sir?
I'm well, Bill. How are you?
I'm good.
Good.
New gizmo, new gadget.
Always a new gizmo.
The Microsoft Zune player.
Zune comes out soon. Actually, yeah, Tuesday.
Zune is Z-U-N-E as opposed to Z-O-O-N.
Yeah.
Which is kind of strange.
We've been talking about it for a while. It's Microsoft's iPod killer, and they're really trying hard. But they've done some, you know, they've done some great things. I've played with it. It feels great. It looks pretty good. It's got a wonderful user interface. Nice big screen. Really good for video.
Better than an iPod?
Much better for video, especially.
Mm-hmm.
Bad things. It doesn't use the Microsoft Music Store. You have to use a special Zune store. They've got a weird way of paying for songs. It's not it's roughly 99 cents a song, but you have to pay for it in Zune points. And it's 120 Zune points for 99 cents. It's very confusing.
Oh. Yeah,
and
why would they do that?
Well, you have to buy Zune points ahead of time, so you can't just lay down 99 cents and buy a song. You have to buy $5 worth of Zune points.
Wouldn't you think that people would just register their credit cards?
Well, that's how they do it at iTunes. I don't understand why Microsoft.
And then you just dial down and they charge the credit card.
That's
how
iTunes works. I can't understand why Microsoft's doing it this way. Not only that, they have this weird, you know, in some ways it's a good idea. In some ways it's a weird idea. If you've got a song on your Zune player and your buddy's sitting next to you, you can, as Steve Ballmer, president of Microsoft, says, squirt, which is not the best word, the song over to the other guy's player. He can listen to it, but he can only listen to it 3 times or for 3 days, whichever comes first. And then it goes away.
Oh, then it
self-destructs. Yeah.
It self-destructs.
So it's one of those things, like, it seems like a great idea, but then at the same time, it's so hobbled that I don't know if it's such a good idea. But here's the most interesting thing, and this is really why it's significant. They've agreed to pay Universal Vivendi, the big music label, $1 for every Zune sold. The presumption being that the Zune is going to have so much stolen music on it that they ought to just give them money every time they sell one.
Before we go, let me ask you, is this going to cannibalize iPods or iPod have nothing to worry about?
In fact, one wag said the Zune is going to be the biggest flop of 2007.
Got it. You believe that?
Might be, yeah.
Yeah, all right.
We'll see. I mean, it's hard to tell with these things, but it just doesn't. It seems like it's missing.
Boy,
by the way,
that's equivocal of you. Thank you. Yeah, could be. Maybe
I think it's a flop.
I don't know.
I'll tell you what. I like it. I mean, I really love it. There's a lot of things they did right, but then there's so many things they did wrong that I think it kind of hurts.
All right. Tomorrow morning, Leo, with me, or right after me, after Handel on the Law. Leo, take care.
Thank you, Bill.
Catch you in the morning at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning.